AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News projecting President Biden will win Nevada's Democratic primary. On the Republican side, though, the projected winner is none of these candidates.
Donald Trump wasn't even on the Nevada State Republican primary ballot. The reason? Republicans are only counting the separate caucus for delegates to be held later this week. Nikki Haley is on the primary ballot against Tim Scott and Mike Pence, who've long since quit the race. But even a landslide victory would collect no delegates.
ABC's Andy Field. No absolute immunity. A three-judge panel of the Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled unanimously that Donald Trump can be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. He plans to appeal. Outside Nairobi, Kenya, marauding hyenas mauled a man to death near Multimedia University and wounded two other individuals. Animal control quickly destroyed one of the jackals. This is ABC News. In Fort Myers, Florida, a man with a knife and claiming to have a bomb tried to rob a bank and took hostages.
At one point during negotiations, he became physical. He started to put one of the hostages in like a headlock. And he had the knife to her throat.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marceno says that's when their sniper took the kill shot.
When he presented deadly force like that, our SWAT sniper shot and killed the suspect.
President Biden hosted a Black History Month event at the White House.
President Biden thanking Black Americans for helping build a rich, diverse nation. And promising he will fight politicians he says are trying to prevent students from knowing those contributions and struggles.
So tonight, let's reflect on how we make history, not erase history.
President pointing to promises he's kept for Black American communities and predicting he'll be back to celebrate again after the next election. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up, for those of you listening. Comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers making defensive changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers revamping their defensive coaching staff under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who has hired Vince Ogabasi as the new defensive line coach, replacing Jerry Montgomery. Ogabasi worked for Hafley at Boston College. Last night at the Super Bowl, players and coaches asked a lot of out-of-the-box questions at opening night. Of course, Travis Kelce asked about girlfriend Taylor Swift.
She seems to be enjoying the games. She's a part of Chiefs Kingdom right now. It's fun
seeing her enjoy the game of football, knowing that it's kind of new to her life.
The Chiefs' Andy Reid, asked by comedian Carrot Top about his secrets for his body shape and energy.
Yeah, lots of cheeseburgers.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. College basketball, the Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation. They're on the road tomorrow afternoon in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog in the overnight with lows in the mid-30s and light south winds. After the fog, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky Wednesday, highs approaching the 50-degree mark. Rain and some rumbles possible on Thursday with highs in the middle 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. On the line with us is my my buddy and colleague, Michelangelo Signorelli, who is the his show right after mine right here on SiriusXM Progress, Channel 127. He's on the air from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The Michelangelo Signorelli Show, and also you can read his work. One of my favorite newsletters that I subscribe to on Substack is the Signorelli Report, because Michelangelo does such a great job of just grabbing the top, the hottest issues out there, and boiling them down to rational arguments and insights that. They're well worth your time, and it's free. Just get over there to Substack.com and plug it in. It's or Signorelli.com, Signorelli.com, or M. Signorelli, right? Michelangelo, tell me which one it is.
Signorelli.com or Signorelli.substack.com. I did what you did, and there's no Substack needed, so they could just go to Signorelli.com. And thank you for those generous words, Tom, and thank you for having me today.
My pleasure, and my apologies for putting a hard G in your last name.
Oh, it's totally fine.
So the piece that you published today, or in the last 24 hours, I believe, is welfare states declare war on donor states, but they have no money. I thought this was absolutely fascinating. You're talking about Greg Abbott trying to start a new civil war, and that's a whole topic in and of itself I'd love to get your thoughts on. But then we need to stop calling these states like the old Confederacy or the red states or whatever and start calling them what they really are, and that is welfare states, right?
Socialist welfare states.
There you go.
Throwing in the word socialist, too, because, they rail against socialism, these Republican governors, and that's what they're into, federal money, getting money from the federal government, and they pay out less than they take in. So I have to first give enormous accolades to one of my readers, Jan Pfuhl, who has been obtaining all this data and putting it in the comments in my newsletter for months and months and months. On every topic, he would look through the lens of the welfare states and the donor states and everything that was going on. And it was just at this time when we see what Greg Abbott is doing that I said, they're now stoking a civil war. Let's see how that would play out, who would be part of it. And it turns out that they're flat broke. They have no money. They are Texas, Florida, the 25 states that have joined Texas in this civil war talk all take money from the federal government that is far greater than the money they put in. Texas and Florida used to be donor states. Back in 2005, there were 19 donor states, and there are now just a handful. In 2019, there were just a handful, and Florida and Texas fell into the welfare states. And this is as they're, of course, railing against socialism. And here they are saying, here, you know, Ron DeSantis is saying every state should be like Florida. Well, yeah, if you have New York and California and Massachusetts to back you up.
Right. Paying your bills, essentially.
That's right.
It really is pretty amazing. And, you know, one thing I don't understand is why, and, I've written about this and ranted about this in the past. And I know you have, too, Michelangelo. Why is it that the Democratic Party doesn't make better use of this? I guess it's probably because there are some blue welfare states, as it were, as well.
That's right.
Probably New Mexico at the top of that list.
New Mexico, Maryland, a lot of blue states, to be fair. But also, to be fair, their governors are not calling for civil war and attacking socialism and attacking social programs. Their governors want social programs, right? And we want to help all of those people. We are a united nation, and we want to help all those people. And we also want to, obviously, stand with all of the people in those states like Texas and Florida who don't agree with those particular programs. And I suppose maybe Democrats don't want to demonize the word welfare. That's why I thought using the word socialist as well is a good way to take that word back from their using it in such a pejorative way, because Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott rail against socialism, but they need these government programs now more than any state. And what's even more outrageous is Texas is the number two economy of the states. California is number one. It is a donor state. Texas is number two. New York is number three, and then Florida is number four. So Texas and Florida are actually two of the top economies, and yet they're just completely on the dole of the federal government. The money they're making with their huge economies is going to a lot of rich people in those states, but it's not going to the people of those states, and then they're taking federal money.
Right, and not to mention, you know, the military bases and NASA and everything else. It really is it's an amazing grift that these guys have pulled off. I noticed today that you your most recent post is titled "Trump won't let the GOP win even when they're handed a gift-wrapped victory." I'm over looking at the Cinerelli report, Cinerelli.com. This is pretty breathtaking, isn't it? No, we won't give you aid to Ukraine unless you give us exactly what we want on the border. Okay, here's what you want on the border. Well, no, we're still not going to do it. What say you?
Extraordinary, really, because Democrats obviously want to get this money to Ukraine. The White House wants to get the money to Ukraine. Immigration activists were really worried they were going to give away way too much in their desire to get that money to Ukraine. And according to the bill, they did. I mean, there's a lot of ugly stuff in that bill, but it won't even be debated on to take stuff out or put other stuff in, because Donald Trump said, no, I want to use this for my campaign. I don't want a border bill. And it's really putting these Republicans in a terrible place, because now not only will they not get the best deal they ever would ever have imagined, right, their wish list, but now they go into the election with Joe Biden and the Democrats able to use this against them and say, look, we wanted to do something on the border and they refused to because Donald Trump told them not to.
Right. Biden needs to be on the border this afternoon. I mean, he needs to fly down there, you know, with a couple of dozen Democrats from the House and Senate and do a press availability and say, here we are and we're ready and, you know, give it to me and I'll sign it. And but, you know, to what extent I'm of the opinion, Mike, I'm of the opinion that the largest factor here is not the border, that Trump saying that he wants to run on it, I mean, you know, we all know he's going to run on it no matter what. But I think the largest factor here is that Vladimir Putin told Donald Trump no more money to Ukraine. And Donald Trump has told the GOP no more money to Ukraine. We're all in on Putin because we're trying to reinvent America into a neo-fascist strongman state, the same way Orban has used Putin as his role model in reinventing Hungary. And you got, you know, Orban coming over here and speaking to Republicans at CPAC and telling them you should do it the way we do it. You've got Tucker Carlson now in Moscow right this moment. I mean, there's a heavy effort on the fascist right in America to turn America into Russia. And I think that's the biggest piece of this. What are your thoughts?
I think you've really hit on something, and it's very astute. And in a lot of this discussion, the Ukraine money has almost been forgotten, which is the basis that was the whole reason for this bill. I mean, they have been holding up the Ukraine money for months. And of course, Donald Trump does not want Ukraine getting that money. Putin doesn't want Ukraine getting that money. And there have been recent reports. I think the Washington Post had some communications from inside the Kremlin where they were talking about how good they felt about isolating the United States and how the Republican Party was actually helping them in not getting this money to Ukraine. I think that is the clearest evidence of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly appears to me that this, you know, sadly, this assault on democracy, that this is all part of a larger, essentially an assault on democracy that the GOP has bought into. And frankly, I think it's been buying into for quite a number of years. You need to check it out. You get over to SIGNORILE.com, Cinerelli.com. Michelangelo Cinerelli is the website, and for his newsletter, it's free. You can sign up for it, the Cinerelli Report. Michelangelo, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
Always great to be on the program, and just love all the work you do,
this
Tom. Thanks.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you, Michelangelo. Great talking with you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking. by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Actually, my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. For me, that's using Superbeats. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 4,000 five-star reviews in counting, 40,000 five-star reviews in counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. That's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. And I do love beets. I especially love Superbeats Heart Chews. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeats.com. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And just a quick, this is a just a heads up. Over at hunterandafarmersworld.com, we've published a new piece. It's titled ADHD, Find Mentors in All Areas of Your Life. And it's a story about from a guy named Steve in Cheyenne, Wyoming, who talked about how he got a sales job in a computer company. And his boss, a guy named Ralph, was brilliant and took him under his wing and basically taught him the business. And he's now a successful entrepreneur himself. And the lesson here is if you can find a mentor, if you can find somebody who can be a role model for you in life, you know, you can go a long way. And there's a lot to be said for that, you know, even beyond getting an education and things like that. And it's particularly useful for people who are hunters in a farmer's world. So if you're curious about that, you can read the whole article over at hunterinafarmersworld.com. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Paul in Glenview, Illinois. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, it's a pleasure. I just wanted to share, in the hopes of helping other people out there with long COVID, wanted to share my story. I got COVID in May of 22, very mild symptoms, and then probably 3 or 4 months later, I started getting the weird long COVID symptoms, and, you know, I've been dealing with that for over a year and a half. But about a month ago, my wife had just finished taking dietary supplement lysine. Mm-hmm. She was prescribed that for something she was going through. You know, sitting on the counter. I had taken it previously for the herpes virus. Mm-hmm. And with success many years ago. So I decided to start taking it again. And to my amazement, it's been about a month, Tom, and I'm about 80% better, my symptoms.
Wow. That's remarkable.
So
just an amino acid. Isn't lysine one of the amino acids that is pops up really, really high in things like fish?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
A lot of meats.
That's what I thought.
But after I started feeling better, I did some further research. And, you know, lysine's a building block for collagen and other body tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain why I feel better, but I've been taking it now for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And honest to God, I feel 80% better.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, folks can try whatever they want, but I think there's people that have tried everything with no success. But I'm just excited about it.
So. Yeah, and there's no downside to taking lysine. I mean, it's a food supplement. It's you know, that's fascinating. The thing that amazes me, Paul, is the statistical... the statistics around the epidemiology of this. The official number is that roughly 5% of people who get COVID get long COVID. Long COVID can be a lifelong disability. It can be the end of your career. I mean, it alters your life in significant ways, as I'm sure you're aware. And 5%, I mean, if 5% of all the airplanes flying today fell out of the sky, and there's roughly 10,000 airplanes a day in the air, so, you know, at any given moment. So, you know, if what would that be, 500 airplanes fell out of the sky today? Or even 50, which I think would be half of half of 1%. Nobody would get on a plane. I mean, you know, if it was 1% of airplanes fell out of the sky every day, nobody'd get on a plane. If it was 1% of airplanes fell out of the sky every year, nobody'd get on a plane. And yet people are walking around without masks and people are ignoring, they're getting their vaccines and things like that when 5% of people who get COVID end up with long COVID. And if the second time you get COVID, it goes up to 7%. The third time you get COVID, your chances of getting long COVID go up to 10%. I mean, I'm just astonished at how cavalier we're responding to this, Paul.
I agree. And the thing about COVID is a virus, right?
Yeah.
So is herpes, and a lot of data shows that it does help with that virus. So
the lysine.
Could there be a correlation? Could there be a correlation?
So, oh, interesting. Well, you know, viral pathways are probably similar, you know, for reproduction but I don't know.
I don't either, but I've had a month of success, and I'm very excited about it.
Good. Well, I hope you continue to get better, Paul, and keep us up to date on how it goes, okay?
Go Joe Biden.
Okay, there you go. Thanks a lot, Paul. Good to hear from you. Thanks for listening to WCPT. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls, well, specifically your calls, right after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News projecting President Biden will win Nevada's Democratic primary. On the Republican side, though, the projected winner is none of these candidates.
Donald Trump wasn't even on the Nevada State Republican primary ballot. The reason? Republicans are only counting the separate caucus for delegates to be held later this week. Nikki Haley is on the primary ballot against Tim Scott and Mike Pence, who've long since quit the race. But even a landslide victory would collect no delegates.
ABC's Andy Field. No absolute immunity. A three-judge panel of the Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled unanimously that Donald Trump can be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. He plans to appeal. Outside Nairobi, Kenya, marauding hyenas mauled a man to death near Multimedia University and wounded two other individuals. Animal control quickly destroyed one of the jackals. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher was one of four Republicans to join Democrats in voting down impeaching U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans tried to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The other five Republican representatives from Wisconsin voted for impeachment Monday night. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront he expects the bill to become law this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog in the overnight with lows in the mid-30s and light south winds. After the fog, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky Wednesday, highs approaching the 50-degree mark. Rain and some rumbles possible on Thursday with highs in the middle 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Did you know the same folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? That's right, candy and kibble from the same company. You know, I don't trust candy makers to do what's best for my dogs, Blue and Chewy. I want them to get good, healthy food, and that's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, no fridge, no freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even picky eaters like my Blue. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. You can also shop at over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on the website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. regarding Nikki Haley's statement that there should be an extension of eligibility for Social Security to the age of 70.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be. I'm not saying that it is acceptable, but it might be acceptable, or at least less unpalatable, if there were appropriate protections for workers over the age of 50. The protections in this country are so unbelievably weak.
Yeah.
So if you think about it now, I mean, especially look at all the layoffs that are being announced in the tech sector. You've got people who are over the age of 50, you know, having to try and find a job. And the things that I'm seeing are that can take up to an entire year. There are hundreds of interviews with no job offers to follow. Right. Now extend that to the age of 70.
Right.
And what does that look like? It looks like a punishment for getting old.
Yep. Yep. I think so. And this is all to protect rich people from having to pay a small percentage of their income in Social Security tax, in FICA tax, which is just bizarre. You know, we're going to protect billionaires from having to pay income taxes, and in order to do that, we're going to basically screw old people. How do these people sleep at night? I don't get it.
And I would posit, by the way, Tom, that, you know, you were saying that, you know, their next step is to try to, just like they have with Medicare Advantage, they want to have something along the lines of Social Security Advantage. I would posit to you we already have it. It's called the 401k ripoff.
Well, that was why, you know, when Reagan started that whole thing, you know, of the retirement plans, there was a big deal. It was part of the Reagan Revolution. And that was the whole point, was that it would eventually replace Social Security. Or at least that's how Republicans were talking about it. And at the time, I mean, I remember being opposed to 401ks. I was an employer at the time, being opposed to them because I felt that they would weaken Social Security. That was my concern. It wasn't that as an employer I didn't want to have to match them or anything like that. It was that this, you know, we've got a good system here. And I saw this as a political move. It was partly that, and it was partly that if you've got your money in the stock market, then suddenly the interests of billionaires who park their money in the stock market more completely aligns with yours than do the interests of poor people, for example, who don't own stocks. And I saw the 401k scam as a way of just getting people into the stock market so that they would share.
Be held hostage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, share the worldview of the morbidly rich. Yeah. Marie, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Your points are really well made. Thank you so much. Ann in Moriarty, New Mexico. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I want to reach out to all of your listeners, whether they're in red states or in blue states, and something that they should be doing every day. Something I do every day is I've bookmarked my two senators, my representative, the president, the vice president, and sometimes even the Justice Department or some of the other departments. And I email them every day, you know, and it's usually, I figure I'm just counted. So I try for one line zingers. Like today, we were talking about Medicare. So tell your senators and your congressmen to protect Medicare and to expose the Medicare Advantage plans for the for-profit schemes that they are, and that they do it for, you know, by taking health care away from you or denying health care to you. Another one-line zinger would, and I include the Justice Department on this, would be to investigate Trump as a Russian asset, and also the 147 Republicans in Congress who are accomplices and are helping him in this. Yeah. And another one-line zinger would be to fund Ukraine and say it's going to be American dollars now or American blood later. Mm-hmm. And do it every day. You can, you know, bookmark it. On the first one, you copy it, and then you just drop the same thing in three or four other right. places where they fit. Right. And if everybody would do it, if we could get a national movement started with people who really care for this country, I think it would get the word out there. It's especially important in the red states, but the blue states have to have it too. They have to; those guys have to know that you know you're advocating for democracy in this country.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of reaching out to your elected officials, and I'm glad you're doing it, Ann. I don't know if Daley is going to get you on a spam list or not, but you know, if not, congratulations. And I, you know, it's marvelous. Thank you for hopefully inspiring other people, Ann. It's great to hear from you. Tim in Mattawan, Michigan. Hey, Tim, thanks for watching Free Speech. What's on your mind today?
Many years ago, I read an obscure article about how Saudi Arabia's oil reserves have stayed the same for 20 years. A big hint is when they went public with Aramco, and then they bought that refinery. We must sell gas and oil to Europe now that the Russians aren't. It's imperative. And that's all I want to say.
Okay, what am I missing here? One of the things I wrote about in Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight was that when the Saudis, when their company went public, suddenly their stated oil reserves massively increased, and there was no audit, there's no proof that they actually are sitting on as much oil as they claim they are. Is that where you were going with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, even in the economics class, they use a explanatory example of an oil well. So, you know, like it's going to run out.
Yeah, it's a depleting resource.
When it does, gone.
Yeah, it's a depleting resource. And in fact, in the 70s and 80s, there was considerable concern that the Saudis might be running out of oil in the next 40, 50 years. But they keep increasing their numbers, and you know they're also borrowing money against those increased numbers, so there's something sketchy going on there.
There's a bunch of liars.
Yeah. Well said, Tim. Thank you for the call, Randy in Cynthiana, Kentucky. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. If I could say something that's kind of out of line with what I was going to say, can I ask you a question? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I don't know. Why?
Well, that's a false question to either answer. It has to be the chickens, plural, because in the beginning, God created them male and female. It's impossible for a unfertilized egg to hatch.
Okay.
So that disproves evolution in any form.
All right.
But I was going to ask you about Florida and California and Texas.
Right.
Being some of the largest draws of national welfare, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that? I mean, what's the reason for that? Why would they get national money? Well, one reason is because they have the oldest populations, or most of the oldest populations in America. And the other reason is that they have a lot of illegals coming in that they got to take care of.
Actually, I think the biggest reason, Randy, is that these are states that have not raised their minimum wage. So they have large populations of people who are making so little money that they qualify for food stamps and rent assistance. If they simply raised their minimum wage, they would probably become donor states rather than welfare states.
Well, I live in the state of Kentucky, and it's probably a welfare state also.
It is.
We have 725 an hour.
Yeah. And you get,
I can't hire anyone. Not anyone less than $15 an hour.
Yeah, well, it depends.
And they look at you for that.
No, I get it.
Have a minimum wage, really.
Yeah.
It's whatever the market will bear.
And also, none of those states have expanded Medicare, or Medicaid, rather, excuse me. So now you've also got a bunch of low-income people, even if they're making $15 an hour, who can't afford to get health care. And so, you know, they're having to go on to, you know, various other kinds of programs, or, you know, when they get really sick, they end up in the ER, things like that. Randy, thanks for the call. Good luck, you know, selling the idea that it's all illegal immigrants. I don't think so. It's just not. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Caribbean when I was a kid, it really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one, and when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com and use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and you'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code EASY. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Don't be skeptical about the number of Chinese immigrants coming into the United States. 60 Minutes ran a story this last weekend. I don't think you probably didn't see the story.
I did not.
They interviewed the people coming through a gap in the fence 60 miles south or east of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, 37,000 Chinese immigrants came into the United States, an increase of 50 times. And when they interviewed these people, they said, why are you coming here? And they said, there's no jobs in China. Ever since the COVID crackdown, you know how tough China was with the crackdown. They stopped the COVID, but these people lost their businesses, they lost everything, and these people are selling their homes and coming into the United States. And they're coming through a gap in the fence where this guy named Schuster owns the land, and they were burning trees on his land. And he asked them, please don't burn the trees on my land. And he came out with a gun and shot in the air to tell him, to go away. The authorities came and took his gun away and told him to cut it out. And he said, well, what do I do with these people? And they told him, call Washington to see if they can. When we try to send these people back to China, China won't accept them.
Yeah. I don't understand why, if you're going to make it from China to the Americas, why you're flying into Mexico City so that you can put yourself through this rather than flying into Los Angeles.
Well, this one kid gave him the route. He went from China to Ecuador to Colombia to Panama to Costa Rica to...
No, I get all that. Why didn't he just fly into Los Angeles?
You know what? All of these people have cell phones, Tom. They all have smartphones.
Right.
And, this gal asked him, how are you getting this information? And she said, through TikTok on cell phones. And they found the cheapest way to come through.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thanks for the information, Carl. I don't know what to do with it.
But watch 60 Minutes.
Yeah, I'll have
to get a rerun
I'll have
of the
to check
program.
Out that segment. Yeah, I know it's on online available. Thank you. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. About a week ago, I was reading about that where those soldiers and that got killed in that deadly drone attack and the 40 or so that got wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where the Army and that is still mulling if they're going to award these troops combat accolades, like the Purple Heart and all mm-hmm. this stuff. And it's kind of funny because they've since changed the ruling a couple times, like back in 84 after the barracks bombing, Reagan had signed an executive order. awarding Purple Hearts to all those 241 who died in Beirut. And then, again, in 2009, Fort Hood shooting after Army Major Nidal Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
And the families had fought the military for about 5 years, saying that it should be classified as a terrorist attack. Well, in the Army and the DOD thought that it was likened more to a workplace attack. And I always kind of thought that that was a case of fratricide myself. But they got, you know, they did get that Purple Hearts, and because it puts them in a different classification for all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Now, and again, they had changed, they had lobbied Congress even, you know, to help, you know, get that, you know, get these authorization, you know, they changed the 2015 NDAA.
Right. Interesting.
So it broadened the definition.
So we're still waiting to find out if they're going to get acknowledgement as war veterans, as war.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that shouldn't even be up, you know, up for debate.
I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you. Dave, I need to move along. I just have a minute left here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Julie in Posen, Michigan. Hey, Julie, last minute's yours. What's up?
Hi. I would like to know what it would take to reverse Citizens United, because we will never have a true democracy without reversing it.
I agree.
Would it take to do that?
It can be done two ways. The first way is for the Supreme Court itself to reverse itself. The Supreme Court has done that before. I mean, they reversed them. They just reversed Roe v. Wade, for example. You know, in 1954 with Brown versus Board, they were reversing
So we'd have to replace them.
So yeah, that's number one. The second way to do it is for Congress to pass legislation that reverses the Citizens United, because Congress has the ultimate say in, you know, what is the law and what isn't. I mean, arguably the Supreme Court can knock down laws Congress makes and, you know, from time to time does. But when those laws are unambiguous and clear, and frankly, this was a large part of the For the People Act that Nancy Pelosi got passed out of the House of Representatives that had 50 votes in the Senate, would have passed, except that the Republicans declared a filibuster, and then Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema refused to break the filibuster. But had that passed, that For the People Act would have outlawed a lot of the dark money that is the result of Citizens United. So
I think that would get rid of the Republicans if we did that.
Exactly, and that's why they filibustered it, you know, United. Julie, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A tech giant announced plans to address artificial intelligence, but acknowledges that technology